Today we have another exciting story in the lives of Joseph and Jacob. One day, a messenger came running from the land of Goshen, where Jacob and all his sons lived.
Joseph, your highness, I bring you news from Goshen. Your father is sick. He wants you to come, sir.
Tell him I will come. Boy, harness my horses and get my chariot ready. And you, go tell my wife that my sons Manasseh and Ephraim will be going with me.
When Joseph came to his father, Jacob was so happy to see his grandchildren that he sat up in bed to greet them, even though he could not see them well.
I want to bless them, Joseph. Bring them here.
Joseph placed the boys before his father, so his right hand would be on the oldest boy, Manasseh. But Jacob put his right hand on Ephraim.
Father, put your right hand on Manasseh, the oldest boy.
I know what I'm doing. Manasseh shall be great, but Ephraim, the youngest, shall be greater, and his children shall become a multitude of nations. Now, bring all my sons. I want to tell each of you what the future will be for you and your families.
And one by one, he told each son what would happen to them and to their children. When he came to Judah, Jacob had something special.
Judah, it will come to pass that from you will spring powerful armies. You will be like a lion crouching for his prey. The scepter shall not depart from Judah until the King of Kings shall come. And when he comes, all people will be gathered to him.
This prophecy of Jacob was telling about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, Jesus came to die on the cross and be raised from the grave so all who believe in him might be saved. Second, Jesus is coming again to take all believers to be with him in heaven. I want you to be one of these chosen ones. You can be by taking Jesus into your heart right now and living for him.